My guest right now is Michael Davidson. What an interesting story this is. Michael spent nearly 30 years working for the CIA. Now he's an author. He's written a book called Incubus. He's here to talk about that book and about the relations between the United States and Russia. Michael, I appreciate you being here. How are you?
Hey, Bill, fine. I'm awake and on my second cup of coffee.
How about that? Good for you. You're starting the day out right. Yeah. Michael, nearly 30 years for the CIA. What was that like? I imagine no 2 days were ever the same when you're working for the CIA. Is that pretty accurate?
Well, that's pretty accurate, and I've got to say it was a very, very rewarding career. My main target, of course, during those times was the KGB and the affiliated intelligence services of the Warsaw Pact. So we were kept fairly busy all the time.
Is your work as shrouded in secrecy as we tend to think of the CIA as being? Were you not allowed to divulge anything you were doing to anybody, to family, to friends, to anybody?
Well, my wife knew, of course, because she played an active role in many of our operations. When my son came of age, I told him. He kept the secret pretty well. Other than that, we were required to maintain our cover during that time. But, you know, as one progresses through the career, you find yourself entering into liaison operations with foreign intelligence services. So it becomes less and less a secret, I think, the further you progress in that career.
Michael, when you mentioned that your wife was involved, was she also an agent like yourself? What was her involvement?
No, she was not an agent. Actually, we don't call ourselves agents.
Oh, no?
We call ourselves case officers. And in CIA parlance, an agent is someone we've recruited to spy on their own country on our behalf. FBI agents are called agents because they're agents of the federal government. So there is a little bit of difference in parlance there. But when we were assigned behind the Iron Curtain, for instance, my wife received a lot of the same training that I received and was quite active in our operations while we were there. So, and I might say for no pay and no special privileges either. So it's a family affair in many instances, because when you enter into the clandestine life, you can bet that your family is going to be affected one way or the other.
Michael, when you mention that, you get no pay and no special treatment, no special services. Who wouldn't take a job like that? That sounds very like a good time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Were you ever afraid for your life? Were there ever things that happened that you thought to yourself? And maybe it's because I read too many novels and watch too many movies, but it seems like CIA guys are always on the edge of trouble. Did you ever feel that? Did you feel like any day could be your last?
Not in a constant sense, but there were a couple of fairly hairy assignments that put me in some physical danger. But to tell you the truth, I only carried a gun once during all of that time, and that was only for a very, very brief period. And, you know, we always felt that if you got into trouble, it was because your tradecraft was not good enough. The whole idea of tradecraft is to keep you out of trouble and keep you under the radar. And so we spent a lot of time doing that.
My guest is Michael R. Davidson. That's the name of his website, coincidentally, michaelrdavidson.com. His book is Incubus. We're going to come back and talk about relations between Russia and the United States and what exactly is going on with Vladimir Putin. That's coming up next. Stick around. It's WGN. It's Bill Leff on WGN, along with Michael Davidson. Michael's a former member of the CIA, a foreign affairs expert on Russia, and an author of the book Incubus. What is Incubus about, Michael? What's going on there?
Bill, I wonder if I could just add, before we talk about the book, something to what I was saying
sure.
before.
Yeah.
You know, you talked about life and death situations
yep.
that you face as a CIA case officer. And the most important thing, you know, when you're committing espionage is being able to communicate with your agents. If you could have the best agent in the world, and if you can't communicate with him, well, he's useless to you. So you have to get in touch with him. You have to develop communications plans. And really, every time you communicate with an agent, if it's a personal meeting or a brush pass or something similar, the person who's really in danger is your agent. And so the responsibility, the real responsibility that case officers have and feel very deeply is to keep their agents alive, because if they're caught, they can either be killed or face long terms in prison. That was certainly the case for the Soviet Union and the satellite countries. And so that is something that really causes us to be concerned when we see leaks of classified information to the public. I'm sure everyone's heard the claim that, well, you're putting lives in danger. Well, indeed, such revelations do put lives in danger, not necessarily CIA officers' lives, although that's certainly the case these days,
yeah.
But also agents' lives. And that's something important for everyone to remember.
Well, I give you credit because I've never talked to an author who would rather answer another question before talking about their book. So good for you, Michael. That's fantastic. But now you do have to tell me, what is Incubus about? What's going on there in Incubus?
Well, Incubus is the story of a secret memorandum that was hidden in KGB files for many decades, and which contains information that both the White House and the Kremlin would kill to prevent being exposed. And the story concerns a group of officers of the CIA and others, sort of a doughty group of folks, who go about trying to uncover this memorandum and make it public. The book is really, I think, a book that conspiracy theorists would love, because it revolves around one of the great potential conspiracies of the 20th century, an event that actually did change history. And in my books, I try to stick to the facts as much as possible, so I use actual historical events and weave the story around those events. And really, most of what I write is completely possible.
Yeah.
In the case of Incubus, especially.
If you don't mind, since you were an expert on Russia and still are an expert on Russia, Vladimir Putin, in your opinion, is he good for Russia or not good for Russia?
I don't think he's very good for Russia at all. The man is aimed at a totalitarian form of government. He represses his people. They're probably already in a state of one-party rule, although some dissidence is still permitted. Putin was a former KGB officer who were among the best and the brightest, if you can call them that, of the old Soviet Union. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he will ruthlessly pursue his goal. I think hundreds of journalists and television reporters have been killed since Putin has been in power, because they were exposing the deeds of the Putin government. You had the case of Polyakov in London, who was poisoned with polonium.
Yep.
by KGB officers, or actually SVR officers, I guess you would call them. These days, there is no more KGB. And so I think that gives you an indication of the kind of person he is, not to mention the fact that he appears to be a kleptomaniac on top of it all.
Well, are you referring to the Super Bowl ring that he may or may not have stolen?
Yes, indeed.
Tell that, do you have a couple of seconds? Tell that story. He lifted a guy's Super Bowl ring, the owner of the New England Patriots, right?
Yeah, Robert Kraft apparently met with him at the White House and handed over his Super Bowl ring for Putin to see. Putin seemed to take a liking to it and popped it in his pocket and walked out with it. So, and I gather Kraft was told when he began to protest, no, let's just let this be a diplomatic gift to him. And I assume Kraft had another ring made, but that shows you the kind of guy Putin is. You know, he owns every kind of expensive wristwatch you can imagine.
I do know that.
Thousands of dollars. He has expensive cars. And that's not the first example of theft on his part. When he was part of the Leningrad City government, he and his cronies literally stole hundreds of millions of dollars that was intended as food aid at a time during the Yeltsin administration that the city was almost starving. So this is a guy who looks out for himself. He knows exactly what he wants, and he knows how to get it. And unfortunately, he's dancing circles around our foreign policy folks these days.
Yep.
I would love to be a fly on the wall when he meets with Obama in Dublin.
It will be interesting. Michael R. Davidson's book is called Incubus. If you go to his website, if you purchase it there at michaelrdavidson.com, he'll autograph it for you and personalize it for you. So do that. It makes for a fine read. Michael, it was great talking to you. Thanks so much for being here.
Hey, my great pleasure, Bill.